Proclamation number 4015, dated the April 4th, 1947. Divine revelation is the greatest source of grace. No person should ignore a divine revelation, for it is an invaluable source of grace. Where God is expressing himself, he intends to help people advance in their development and wants to guide them onto the right path because they have gone astray. And God only reveals himself in times of spiritual adversity, when people are at risk of falling away from him or are entertaining the wrong thoughts. In that case, he tries to convey the truth to them, and the truth can only be conveyed to earth by God himself. Indeed, is there anything more powerful than to be directly taught by God himself? Is there anything more delectable than to be nourished by him directly with food for the soul which provides strength in abundance? Can there be, in fact, a substitute which even remotely would have the same effect? Is the Word of God not the most precious gift of grace which a human being on earth can receive? His Word, the direct emanation of himself, can be heard by a person and passed on to other people so that they can likewise come into possession of this precious gift of grace. Since God himself speaks to people, they should also have a greater impetus to comply with his Word. It should motivate the will to become active, just as the human being's will should, in fact, be urged by the Word into the right direction. Yet this will only ever be the case if people believe that the Word comes from above, that it is a direct communication of divine truth, for only this belief will encourage the human being to live a way of life which corresponds to the Word. And this belief can be gained by a person if he seriously examines it and appeals to God to enlighten his thinking. Then he will indeed feel in his heart what gift of grace he is receiving. Then the possession of the divine word will make him very happy. Then he will never again want to miss it, and will always allow himself to be nourished with the bread of heaven by God himself, with the nourishment which guarantees the soul's life and which therefore is so extremely valuable and delectable. You shall hunger for it. Then you will also experience the strength flowing to you by accepting the heavenly manna, and you will never again want to be without it, since such a valuable gift of grace cannot be replaced by anything else on earth. Your desire for it will grow ever stronger and also lead you to God without fail, for God is truth, and God is the Word of eternity. Amen.